Pass.
I don't want to discuss this here. The Baal HaGadol says Yochel Mirosh Chodesh. So what's the, why would we have, why is there a Hava Minah to discuss Leil Seder Rosh Chodesh Nisan? We explained in the past that the Ramban is a principle in Geula. The Ramban writes in the Hakdama to Shmos that Geula only happened when the Anani HaKavod came to Klal Yisrael in the Mishkan. The Ramban writes that Geula is really coming full circle. Kishi Yoshev El Malas Avoisam. We Golos means we are diminished from Klal Yisrael's legacy, Klal Yisrael's mission. That's Golos. So the different levels of Golos. Geula is when we come full circle. L'malas avoisa. What's l'malas avoisa? When Klal Yisrael lives like Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Esel Ekim, Espanayach, is halach lofanai. When there's a sense of presence in the Ribbono Shel. So the Ramban writes, that's why Sefer Shmos is called the Sefer Geula. Sefer Geula, in our minds, should finish up in Parshas B'Shalach. Parshas Bo, Geula was, Yisis Mitzrayim. Finish up in Parshas B'Shalach, Kriyas Yamsuf. Parshas Yisroi, Mishpatim, Matan Torah. Ramban says, no, Sefer Geula finishes up only in Pekudei. Why? Because at the very end of Parshas Pekudei is when the Kadosh Baruch Hu brings Anani Yaakov into Klal Yisrael. So that's the Sefer Geula. The Kishu Yoshev El Malas Avoisa. So that's why, when did the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Anani Yaakov come back to Klal Yisrael? Vishchesh Nisa, Parshas Shmini. One Nisan later, right? Nisan, the Nisan Nigalu. Then we had the Kriyas Yamsuf. Then we had Matan Torah, Cheder Egel, Yom Kippur with Luchos Shnias. But it was not until the next year, according to Ramban, that we really were successful in having a Gula Shleima. Yochel Mirosh Chodesh makes a lot of sense. Not the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the Tzivuyim, of the commandments, but maybe the Pshat of the Baal HaGadol is Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, we should really be celebrating the Gula Shleima. Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the second year. Chor the Ramban would accept such a notion. So that explains the Habamina. What's the point? But Kadosh Baruch Hu said no. He wants the celebration to be on Leil Pesach. B'shah Shem Matzah U'moror Munachim L'fanecha. So L'chara, what's the difference between Leil Tesvav and Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Leil Tesvav is not the Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu. That probably was the beginning of the Makos. Probably Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu was probably the Sneh. Obviously, Reishis, a very tepid term. Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu was not a very generous term. Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu is mamash like Berachas Hilonis on the budding, right? People think that it's this huge term of Gula. It's a very, very begrudging term. Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu. So Leil Seder wasn't Reishis Tzmichas U'laseinu. Leil Seder was Nisim in the flies, right? What happened in Leil Seder that in Leil Tesvav that is unique to any other point in time? Nisim, Kiryas Yamsuf was Nisim. Nisim, he had the Makkos were Nisim. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered at Tfilas. Maybe that Kadosh Baruch Hu answered at Tfilas a little earlier, being in Parshas Ve'era. The Leil Nisan, L'Anias Daiti, that is the moment of undeniable Bechiras Yisrael. I think that's in the Kud of Leil Nisan, Leil Tezvav. That the poem of Kadosh Baruch Hu said that even though Halolo Avdei Avedizara, Halolo Avdei Avedizara, said it again by Kriyas Yamsa, but that's because the Malachim were challenging. We're Memtesh Shari Tuma. So that was the last moment of drawing out Klal Yisrael, the last moment to maintain the Havtocha to the Ovid. That's Pasuk in Vaschanan. Lokachas Goy Mikerev Goy. Because it never happened. Pasuk in Vaschanan. So the Pasuk Eschanan is pointing out to us that this event, that's uniqueness of that event. Lokachas Goy Mitachas Goy. That was the, I mean, that is the Nekuda of Geula that we're marking. So when it says, that's correct. It could say a little bit differently, something along those lines. However you identify, Matzu Mor Munochim Lefanecha. It means that it was the point in time where the aggravation and the pain of Golos was munachum lefanecha. Mora munachum lefanecha. Matzah at that point was not the matzah of Geula. Matzah was the matzah of Lechemoini. Matzah mora munachum lefanecha. So when you have, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is responding, sends us that kind of a Yeshua, but the tzara is still glaringly in front of us. So that's when we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's Yeshua. That's when we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's Bechira. That's when we feel Kadosh Baruch Hu, we call Ha'or Aspanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's things are lighting up. In the Nes of Purim, Yehudim Ma'aser Yisim Chasasa Mikar was well before they were saved. Yehudim Ma'aser Yisim Chasasa Mikar was when they got the word that they're going to be able to defend themselves. What were they so excited about? They're going to have to go to battle against a much better armed army. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer and the Megillah, says it was all a strategy. The Simch was all a strategy to scare their neighbors. They're having such a party, so all the neighbors will think that the Jews are armed to the teeth. Because others, why would they be celebrating? But it's a difficult point in time to celebrate. But it was Ha'or Aspanim. It was when the Jews felt that Kadosh Baruch Hu was taking care of them. Kadosh Baruch Hu was watching over them. That's a moment of Bechiras Yisrael. So L'chore, that's the Leil Seder. Leil Seder is when Kadosh Baruch Hu said, there are many points of Bechiras Yisrael. When Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of Achodesh Lechem, because it's also Bechiras Yisrael. You could say the Bris Ben Absarim. You could say Kriyas Yamsuf. But the point when Klal Yisrael felt that we got mitzvahs, we got responsibilities. But when did Klal Yisrael feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's dedication to Klal Yisrael, irrespective of what? We got mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are a bris. They're conditional. Not conditional, but we. There's Charvonish. The unconditional commitment to Klal Yisrael was Leil Yitzis Mitzrayim. Mem Tesha Rituma, Kachas Goyim became of Goy. So that's Matzah Shemar Munachum Lefanecha, and you can still feel an unconditional commitment. That helps us understand one of the Chiyuvim of Leil Seder. Probably the most difficult chiyuv of Leil Seder. Not even harder than having a chazan ish shir of moitzi matzah. Bechdei achilas pras. Right? It's chayiv odom liris es atzmoi ki li yosem im etzroi. According to Rambam, it's a chiyuv. One of the chiyuv. It's such a difficult thing. It's like yitochen. But when Tzio Solomon, he writes in his new Haggadah, he writes that a parent should try to conjure up within the dimion, the imagination of a child, what it means to be an Eved. He says, it's also impossible. You don't see who sees an Eved. Right? So try to conjure up in the image of the child a sense of pachad. So he has two illustrations. See how far we are from Avdus. One illustration is when the police pulls you over to the side and you're speeding significantly. He's caught you. And he lets you go. So for those few moments, which lasted a very, very long time, and he had that pachan, so he says that's a sense of pachan that a person can have. There's a little bit of a child in the back seat, I don't know. It's a child that was thrown out of class, it is in the hallway, and he sees a principal coming and walking there. When I was a kid, it was a pachan. Right? The door before me, when people actually really got the corporal punishment, so that was a I don't know, that is as much of a pachad, I don't know if the kids are so nervous about the so it's so hard to try to conjure up a real sense of for a child. Baruch Hashem, we live in an affluent society, so it's hard to find the sense of pachad. Baruch Hashem. Try, hopefully, never to pierce the innocence of a child. But for an adult, it's also very difficult. Certainly, to get the sense of avdus, of the achman al-san, some people live with a certain precariousness. So, a person has had that kind of precariousness of life, achman al-san, so you have a sense of shiva, a sense of avdus. So, laniyaz daiti. It's hard for me to imagine that Chazal, that the chiyuv of Chazal is mamish liris atzikilas mitzrayim. So that's why many try to squeak out of this, it's chayiv laharos atzmai. That's the lashon of Rambam. So laharos atzmai means that we have what do we eat musubin? It's very shvach, no? What does musubin do for us nowadays? Musubin is far from a tircha nowadays. How to do it? Have to remind ourselves to eat msubim because, right? No one feels malchus, I don't think, when you sit msubim. Right? A little bit, the table is malchus dick. Right? A little bit. That's the first Sifu Shulchan Aruch, it's Hilchos Seder. The table should be malchus dick. It's still a far cry from real malchus. So, what else do we have? So, because we have matzah, crackers, so that we think of. It's very shvach. A little bit of romaine lettuce. You might have grain. No. It's very tough. So it's hard for me to imagine. Chazal and Misak and Adin. That's kemat impossible to be Mekai. So I think the pshat is Chayiv Odom Liris Atzmai doesn't mean that a person has to, the person that we really expect a person to come to the point that they feel abdus and a gula may abdus. But a person should be able to find within himself the ability to feel a sense of Bechiras Yisrael. That I think a person can find. Just like Klal Yisrael felt then, however spun from the Rebbeinu Shlom. Just like Klal Yisrael felt then a sense of Yeshua. The person should be able, in his own mind, in his own life, to remember a sense of Ha'oras Panim. When we felt the sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's taking care of us. When we feel a sense of Bechiras Yisrael, feel a sense of pride in being part of Klal Yisrael, feel a sense of Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us. So Itaka found this, I was very happy that I found this in the comments of David Soloveitchik. One of the Brisker Agadas. So he has this Sa'ara. He quotes a Brisker Rav, which is slipping me right now. I think. Yeah. On the line. V'ilu lo Ilo Hotzi Hashem Lekeinu Hayinu Anachnu Benenu Nevenenu Ushubonu L'Parah Mitzrayim. That's the kasha that's been before Shem asked. Hard to imagine. Hard to imagine that, especially nowadays, the last few years, we've seen upheavals in Egypt twice already. Right? And in Syria we're seeing one, and then we saw Libya, we saw several upheavals. In a few years. So you can imagine that, can we really say that we would still be Mishon Parah Mitzrayim? Chances are, by all statistics, chances are we would not be Meshuvah L'Parah Mitzrayim. It wouldn't be a Parah Mitzrayim anymore anyways. So the Brisker Rav said it means if the Kadosh Baruch Hu hadn't taken us out, then it doesn't mean that we would be Meshuvah L'Parah Mitzrayim, but we would be Meshuvadim. We would have never become none of Adim. We would still be Avodim of some sort. So then Rav David, that's the Brisker Rav's son. Right, Rizkirov had several has several sons. The one that was most prominent was Rebero. Rabbi Yeshua was the son of Rebero. The largest Brisker yeshiva right now is Rabbi Yeshua's, the son of Rebero. Rav David, the Eretz Mishonis, was a younger brother than that. He was one of the Ziknei Rosh Yeshiva. His kollel is up in Sanhedria. I think that's where they built it. And a few other brothers. So, Rav David has a lot of, besides having a lot of shurim, for some reason they have a lot of his Divrei Drush and Divrei Agoda quoted in different svar. So he said, based on his father's har, he said that he thinks that that's what it means, and Chayiv Onim Liris Zazvik Yilot Mitzrayim. Doesn't mean that pashtus. It means the translation. It means that a person should appreciate that he's not an Eved. But it means not to be an Eved. But it would mean, what would it mean nowadays if we had some sense of Avdus? What would it mean nowadays if we would still be Meshuvah? And we would still be in, we'd be living in some Arab country and have a precarious, such a sense of precariousness in our life. So I think that's what we suggested. That Yochel Merish Chodesh is the Gula Shleima. Because Baruch Hu, we're not celebrating Gula Shleima tonight. We're celebrating the Nekudas HaGula that took place on Leil Tesva. What was that Nekudas HaGula? I would suggest the Gula is a cumulative process. Somebody once suggested, I forget where I saw this, that that's why we drink Arba Kosos. We don't have Arba Matzahs. Right? Why? Because matzah is not a cumulative process. Wine is a cumulative process. Right? See, that's a person has become having more and more matzah doesn't make a person lighter, lighter, lighter. Right? But having wine is one food, one drink that is cumulative. So you can celebrate Geula by having more wine because Geula is cumulative. Geula builds one step on the other. But the Nekudah of Geula, I would suggest it's Bechiras Yisrael. So then, Chayiv Odom Liris Atzmei Kiliyotzer B'Mitzrayim means Chayiv Odom Liris Atzmei to personalize that Nekudah. To make it a personal Nekudah, not only a national Nekudah. Good. Let's go back to Mem Aleph Amid Beis. There were years when I would do in Yom Kippur these few days, but the eslavos of the learning doing this sugya is much greater than I ever accomplished in terms of doing Yom Pesach before Pesach. So Baruch Hashem worked out very well for us. So I apologize. Yesterday I tried to accomplish too much, and I think that. It was not that clear. So I'd like to go back a little bit, go over the end of Tosfos, and develop the machlokes between the Tosfos and the Aruch, the way it's developed in most yeshivas. The end of the Tosfos and Mem Aleph Amud Beis. The kosher, but the last part. when Tosus quotes the Gemara in Krisus. Gemara and Tosus first, there are two examples in the Gemara in Krisus. First, the Gemara quotes Ravashi, a person who wants to put out the coals. While he's trying to, he has coals in a pile. While he's trying to smother the top coals, he's moving the top coals to try to get, to try to be, put them out. The friction of moving the top coals fires up the coals below them. So Tana Kama Sovereign Rabbi Yehuda the Omer Dovashin and Meskabin Osur, Vilachach Omar the Chayim Chatas, Uman the Pot the Kirib Shimon the Omer Dovashin and Meskabin Mutter, Oma Mashma the Dovashin Meskabin Osur Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Bishabbos Minatora, because it's Chayim. So Taisus points out, Psik Reisha, Shef Sheklan Lachabo Yisrael Yonis Im Lo Yum Aru Hatach Doinois. It's impossible. When you move the top ones, you're going to have to move them against the bottom ones. So the friction that you're trying to cause to put them out creates friction at the bottom, which will be mavir. V'choshev meleches machsheves. You have to understand what that means. V'choshev meleches machsheves. V'afal gab dehavei psik reishei. Poter rab shimen mishum dehavye melocha shein etzvichu legufam. Then it's sorech lav ores atach toinois. Says Gemara. Says so. Now, Tosus explains that therefore, every point of Tosus is built one on the other. First point is that dover she'enem eskaven in Shabbos has an extra additional reason to be makel than in kol haTorah kula. Because Dover Sheinu Miskaven is not a Meleches Machsheves. All right? Problem? I have a Dover Sheinu Miskaven where Rabbi Yehuda says Chayiv, but Tosa just got through saying that Dover Sheinu that even Rabbi Yehuda holds that Dover Sheinu Miskaven, even though it'll be also in Kol HaTorah Kula, because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Kavona is not a poiter, but in Shabbos he has told Kavona is a poiter, it has to be Osir Midrabbanan, so it can't be Osir Midrabbanan, Melech HaShabbos, but he says it is Osir Midrabbanan, Gemara in Krisus, Psik Reisha, all right? However, Psik Reisha is now makes it into, bumps it all the way up. Psik Reisha says now it is a full-fledged Maisa Gemura, even satisfying the high level of requirements of Melechus Machsheves. Good. Problem. That Reb Shimon, who holds... that's because of Psik Reisha. Problem. We just said that Psik Reisha makes it into a Melechus Machsheves. Psik Reisha is mafkia, the ptur, davar sheinu miskaven, but Reb Shimon holds Psik Reisha is also derabbanan. Why did he say it's also deraisa? Answer is because there is another machlokes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda about melacha shein shel gufa. It's different because the machlokes of melacha shein shel gufa is a machlokes whether something is also deraisa or also derabbanan. Davar sheinu miskaven is whether it's also deraisa or whether it's mutter. But Melachas and Shvich Lagufa is a Shabbistic machlokes. It is not a machlokes in Kol HaTorah Kula. The simple reason that in Kol HaTorah Kula, we do not necessarily define activities in terms of the guf and in terms of their primary purpose and their pu'ula. In Shabbos, where Kadosh Baruch Hu organized the entire system of Shabbos to be organized around activities that are defined as activities and as essential intended activities. Right, according to Tosfos, all right, the fact that Shabbos Isurim are organized around Pu'ula and Guf, Pu'ula and Kavona, more so than other areas of Halacha is because of Meleches Machsheves. That's what the Gemara points out in Chagiga Daf Yud. One of the ramifications of being medam of comparing Melechus Shabbos to Mishkan and therefore requiring Meleches Machsheves to be the high bar standard of what's Machayim, is that I have to define different aspects of the Malacha. I have to define the Machshava of the Malacha. And defining the Machshava means I'm separating the Machshava from the Pa'ula. Guf from the Pa'ula. That's necessary to establish the whole system of Oveis and Toldos. One of the Rishonim asks, in the Shittu Kvetz Bingi of Baba Kama, when it comes to Oveis Nezikin, I do not need a pasuk to teach you that Oveis, that the Toldos are also Chayim. When it comes to Shabbos, we have a drosh, an ayin gimel. They have a drosh, ayin dalin, eila dvarim. No, that's one drosh. That's a drosh. By the Pashas Chattas. Me eila. The Gemara Darshan. Always and told us. So one of the Rishonim in the Shita, the beginning of Baba Kama, says, what do you mean a pasuk? Why is it a portion? Like by Avos Nezikin. That the person does a Maisa Hezek, should be Chayiv. Have to figure out which Maisa Hezek it is. So the Pashtus is that when it comes to Shabbos, this Drosha teaching me, Avos and told us, is teaching me how to transfer the Melachos from Mishkan. Then I transfer them, Lachis and Mishkan, I transfer them as activities that are defined by Pa'ula and by Guf. So Tosfos says that the transfer of Pa'ula and Guf, that's part of the Meleches Machsheves of Shabbos. So if something is missing the Guf, so it will not be a violation midiraisa of Malach and Shabbos, because it's not a Malachas Mashemas. The Tosfos says over here by Dovish Eine Miskavim, by Dovish Eine Miskavim Psik Reisha, I should be Chayim. This is the most important Nakuda of Psik Reisha. According to Tosfos, Psik Reisha, by Dovish Eine Miskavim, is Chayiv min haTorah, correct? Moedir Reb Shimon, Chayiv min haTorah. Psik Reish Dila Nechalei. It's Chayiv min haTorah or Potter min haTorah. Psik Reish Dila Nechalei. No, obviously, Potter min haTorah. Why? No? According to Tosfos, why? The Omar Malacha Shem Svich Lagufa. So if I wouldn't have another din of Malacha Shem Svich Lagufa, what would the din be of Psik Reish Dilei Nechalei? If I didn't have another din, the Malacha Shem Svich Lagufa, if we didn't have another requirement of Malachas Mashevas, what would the din be of Psik Reish Dilei Nechalei? Chayim. Right? So Tosfos is saying, this line in Tosfos is teaching me, that from the perspective of Dover Sheina Miskaven, Necha Oiloi Necha doesn't matter. Necha, Nechusa, is only a player because of another ancillary discussion of Eina Tzrich Lagufa. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that Eina Tzrich Lagufa's Chayev, right? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept this idea that if I do a pu'ula shaloi letzarech gufa, Rabbi Yehuda holds I'm still chayiv. Right? Achoyfer guma ve'ena tzarech eliyafra. Person digs a hole, he just wants the dirt. He doesn't care the fact that he's made a beautiful hole now for a tree. It's not in his mind b'chlal. Koyntu of Shimon, he did not do malacha de'raisa, because he didn't do chafira in the way that it was done for Mishkan. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he did a malacha de'oraisa. Correct? Right? Rabbi Yehuda is very consistent. The same Rabbi Yehuda who says that kavana hi kavana doesn't matter in kol ha'tevur kulo says guf and night doesn't matter in Shabbos. So therefore, psik reisha is a dover amiskavi. Says Tosfos, even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that in Shabbos, because of the requirements of Meleches Machsheves, Adover Sheina Miskavin is going to be Mutter Min HaTorah, but if it's Psik Resha, it's also Min HaTorah. If it's Psik Resha Delay Nechale, it'll still be also Min HaTorah. There's no reason to be Mekel. Ah, you'll tell me, Ein Esrich L'Gufa? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have an Esrich L'Gufa. Reb Shimon holds, same thing, Moide Reb Shimon B'Psik Resha. Right? Moide Reb Shimon B'Psik Resha. Means what? That Psik Resha also holds Dovish in the Miskavin, even though he holds Dovish in Miskavin as our point there. Moide Reb Shimon B'Psik Resha is Chayiv, Min HaTorah. What about Psik Resha Delay Nechalei? So Reb Shimon would say, from the perspective of Dovish in the Miskavein, it doesn't matter. Necha loy necha. It's all the same. It happens to be that I have another shita. I have another chiddush, which you does not make. Dovish, I require that you have to do melacha leguf amlocha and Shabbos to be chayiv. And if you do a melacha sheloy nechalei, then it's ain't a tzricha l'gufa. And memela, it's going to be potter. But the nekuda over here, this is the Rav Chanan's ha'ara. Rav Chanan was, I think you can find it earlier in Rav Chanan, but Rav Chanan was the one who actually attributed Rav Chanan. Is that from this line in Tosus you see how Tosus understands the sugya. That the only reason why I'm potter by Eina Tzrichel by Delay Nechale is because Eina Tzrichel Agufa. But from the perspective of the separate independent parsha of Devashim Meskayim and Mechayim, take a step back for a second. Tosfos opens up the sugya by pointing out that Devashim Meskayim is called a Terah Kula Vigidin. A line in Yuma, Lamedal Meveis. Hani b'chol ha'terah kula. Dovish Meskavim is a kula. It's a separate parasha. It happens to be that this idea of kol ha'terah kula in Masechta Shabbos has another reason to be made because of the requirement of Meleches Machshavos. So even Rabbi Yehuda says b'chol ha'terah kula, kavon is not a player, in Shabbos kavon is a player. Good, a separate parasha. Now, Tosfos says that Psik Resha, everybody will hold Psik Resha's Mamish Ke'ilu Adavar Miskavin. Saif for Meleches Machsheves, Saif for Kol Terah Kula. Good. It's the end of the parasha, as far as Tosfos is concerned. Nechalei, Loi Nechalei, doesn't matter Bechlal. It happens to matter according to Reb Shimon. Because Loi Nechalei will make it into an Ein Tzricha L'Gufa, and he holds his potter. That the Tosfos builds up. So now Tosfos says, but you're going to question my chiddush because the lishonis don't work out. So Tosfos says, and you'll see from the next few lines how committed Tosfos is to this malach. Right? So next few lines, Tosfos says, "V'yafal gav davim psik reisha potter b'shemish shum nedavim malach shum gufa teina tzorach la'avaras hatachtoinos." Because you don't need, you don't, not only do you need, you don't want the lower coals to become fired up. So now you'll ask me what the Oroch is going to ask me. We'll explain later in a few minutes. You'll say, this is a terrible pshat. A terrible pshat. Because the Gemara says, the Gemara has l'shoinis. The Gemara can use the phrase, en zrich l'gufa. So why does the Gemara use the phrase, en miskavin? So why didn't the Gemara say Achoite b'Kolim? And the lashon is Miniskavin l'chabu yisol yoinit. Who were tachtoinays? Why did the Gemara say Kerem Yehuda d'Omar d'Rosh Miniskavin? He should have said Kerem Yehuda that says Melacha she'ain etzul gufas chayim mishum rebusa, because one teaches a chiddush. Rav Yehuda noka loy deloy tema, and Rav Busa Rav Yehuda noka deloy tema deloy mechayim Rav Yehuda melachas shem gufa. Elo b'makzi, how committed Tosfos is pshat. He's saying it really is a melacha she'enes richla gufa sugya. However, he wants to teach us that Rabbi Yehuda, who is mechayev and it's richla gufa, is not only the mokim shemiskavim lasis a melacha, kigoyin mechabe gachela shaleitz, shelo yuzku rab shemiskavim lekibui, amal hosom she'enem miskavim la'aber tachtoinois, lo'i komash melon, kevon davib sekrei shechayev. The Gemara is going out of its way to use this lashon because the Gemara wants to teach me a chiddush in the sugya of Dover Sheinim Eskavim. Kasha is Tosfos. If your pshat is correct, it doesn't fit into the language. The language of the sugya is Dover Sheinim Eskavim, not in Israel Gufa. Gemara could have used that language. Tosfos says the emes is that it's a melacha Sheinim Israel Gufa sugya. But the Gemara wants to go to the extent, wants to teach me, that Rabbi Yehuda, when Rabbi Yehuda says that melacha she'ein esrich legufas chayim, Rabbi Yehuda wants to teach me that achayifer guma v'netzorach elaliyafras chayim, it's not only chayim in the context of when there's one simple maaseh, Reuven is digging a hole, and there are two possible tealias, and he chose the tewelis that's not listed in Mishkan in your chayim. Rabbi Yehuda goes as far as to say that I'm doing Pu'ula Aleph and Pu'ula A. I'm dragging my chair across the ground. And Memela, and the ground is soft. And I'm gonna end up making a chritz. And it's a psikresha. Rabbi Yehuda will say, even in that case, if it's a psikresha, I'm gonna become chayav. Even though I hold the Dovish Miskavein, when it comes to Melechas, Mach Shemes, and Potter, I'm going to say it's a Psikresha, and I'm going to Machayim you, and I'm going to Machayim a Psikresha, even if it looks like that it's an Eidus Yich Laguf, I'm still going to be Machayim you. That's how far Psikresha goes. And that's the point of using that Loshen. El Mokim Shem Miskavein, Las Melechas, Koyin Machayim. So Kamash Melon came with a Psikresha, Chayim. Because in the same Gemara in Kresos, the Gemara tells another mice. The mice of a person who takes coals and he wants to warm himself up. So he takes, so he brings the coals close to him. He puts the coals in some kind of keli, right? All he wants to do is get the coals close. He's very, very happy with the degree of heat he has right now, right? He doesn't need it to be hotter. But when you move coals, so you're going to end up, the friction's going to end up rubbing against the coals and firing them up. He has in mind to move the coals. What's going to happen is he's going to end up doing halor on the coals, the same Gemara. But in that Gemara, the Gemara now applied the language of Einetzricha Lagufa. So Taisva says, now you're going to ask me, if I tried it so good, why did it make it to the very end of the sugya? At the very end of the sugya, hachayid the gecholim. I wrote this chamim kinegdom. Hu relay en hosu shem skamim la'abir tachtonis. Hu bahi dachayid the gecholim is chamim. I'm not trying to be mechabah them. I do want the warmth. There the Gemara says, "Ho Rabbi Yehuda, you know I'm chayiv because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Rabbi Yehuda the psikresha. That he says Rabbi Yehuda the Omar Malacha Shenitzvich Lagufa chayiv, and Rabbi Shimon who says Malacha Shenitzvich Lagufa will pater. Afal Gav the Ein Kavanosi Lahavir. It's really a psikresha. It's really a Dov Shenim Eskavin." So if the Gemara wants to tell me chidushim of davish meskamim, if it's a davish and meskamim sugya, why doesn't the lashon finish up that way? In other words, the Tosfos is saying, I understand that there are rishonim against what I'm saying, and one of their strong rise is going to be that there's a sugya in Kresos gives two examples back to back. One example uses the language of a davish and meskamim. Next gives use example in Tzrich Lagufa. They should be two entirely separate sugyas. And I'm telling you it's the same sugya. So I have to explain why does the language change? Ein kavanos lahavir, v'nepotei Rav Shimon, de'i kavanos lahavir, havi Tzrich Lagufa. And it must be a situation where the person does not want the fire to get hotter. So he wants to be warmed by the fire. He wants the coals to be close. but he doesn't want it to be hotter. He's very happy with it being 75 in the room. He doesn't need it to be 80, but he doesn't want it to be 73 in the room. Mikol Mokoyim came on the Nechalei Vachalvara Loi Karinan Bei She'enoi Miskave, because he is comfortable with it getting a little bit hotter. He's happy with it. It's good for him. He didn't design it that way. So it's not called a Dover She'en. It's a Psik Reisha. And it's not called an Enei Miskave. Ulochi Loi Nokad Lishna Enei Miskave. And therefore, we don't use the language of Enei Miskave. We use the we drop that Losh. As opposed to two lines before. He has in mind to put out the top coals. He does not want the lower coals to become fired up. He wants to put the fire out. He's smothering the top coals. But when he moves the top coals, they have to rub against the lower coals, the psik reisha. So there the Gemara says, so that is, he doesn't want them to fire bechlal. Sharibo lechavois. Shayich lishna te eina miskave. Afogav to have a psikresha. So there it makes sense to call it an Enei Miskave, even though it's a psikresha. Alright, so again, what Tosfos is pointing out to us? I have two cases of psikresha. Kemat the exact same psikresha. I am moving coals, and the coals become fired up. I do not intend them to become fired up. So therefore, it's a Dovash Enei Miskave. However, moving coals will fire them up. So therefore, psikresha. Right? In one case, I enjoy the heat. So that's a psik resha de nechale. So we call it a dover she'en miskave. We call it a dover she'en miskave. Because I don't intend to fire up the coals, but I'm okay with them being fired up. So in a psik resha de nechale, we call it an ena miskave. However, in the case where my entire goal is to put the fire out, and it happens to fire up, so it goes against my intent, so there, it's also psik resha. We should also call it Hashem Eskamim, but there we're going to call it a melocham, that means psik resha. Haribo lecham v'shaych lishna, there we're going to call it an enoy miskamim. Again, when I do not intend to fire them up, but I'm happy with it. We call it psik resha de nechale, we call it an enoi miskave. It's an enoi miskave, but it's a psik resha de nechale. When it's a psik resha de loi nechale, then we do not call it, then we can call it an enoi miskave. So in bol lechabos, then we call it enoi miskave. Afal gav davim psik resha. Reb Shimon Shori v'choyte gechol meschame afogav now, and Reb Shimon is going to be makel in a case of choyte gecholim. Reb Shimon poiter. Reb Shimon will hold there is no isin deiraisa in the psik reisha of choyte gecholim leschame afogav de perik bona mashma. Even though Reb Shimon in Psik Resha of Perek Habon, Atolesh La'achila Oilev, a person pulls out grasses and he wants to eat the grass, Oilev Behema Ba'ara Didei. So is he going to become Chayim Chatas for improving the ground? He pulls out an unwanted piece of grass, and the flower next to it will now flourish. He pulls out the grass because he wants to use the food, so he's obviously Chayim Mishum Koitzer. Is he also Chayim Mishum Choyfer? He is improving the ground. The flower next will do better. So the Gemara says, Afal Gav, the Einai Miskavin Liyapis Akarka, even though he does not intend to make the ground better, nevertheless, Reb Shimon holds Psik Resha, and he's Chayim. So Leidomi Lechol Melocha She'eina Tzricha Lugufa Kevon Kegoin Choyte Lischamim Tohosam Afal Pishen Miskavim. Again, what's the kasha Tosfos is focusing in on? What's the kasha? I have a seeming stira in Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon who holds Melocha She'eina Tzricha Lugufa is Potter. Asim and Ramat Potter. So example number one is Chayte Gecholim Leschamim Kenegna. I'm moving the coals and I'm enjoying the heat of the coals. So there Reb Shimon says that's the case of Reb Shimon says that is a good case of the Lacham. That's a good case of Chayte Gecholim Leschamim. Reb Shimon says I'm potter then. It's a malacha she'ena tzricha lagufa, right? I am moving the coals because I want the coals to come close. It happens to be that they'll fire up. So, if Shimon holds, they're on foot. How about when I pull out the grass and that improves the ground next to it? Says the Gemara, afal pish, the tois, afal pish, miskamen liyapos, anan sahadeh, the nechalei,
again,
so what's Tosfos saying now? What Tosfos is agonizing over now? Tosfos says, hey, yos, that when Rav Shimon is pottering in a psik reisha, his ptur comes from in a tzricha lagufa. So Tosfos says, the case in Daf Kuf Beis, when I pull something out of the ground, and as a result, and I'm going to be over Kitzira no matter what, am I over the Yisr of Choyfer? Did I improve the ground? Is the flower going to do better? So Tosfos says in that case from Shimon holds that it's a Melacham, it's a Psik Reisha, and it's a psik reisha dinechale. Why? Anan sahade dinechale. Everybody says it's a good thing. It's his ground. It's his flower. It's going to grow better. It's a psik reisha that it's going to have to happen. And he's happy that it happened. Anan sahade. So according to Reb Shimon, that would be a psik reisha dinechale. According to Reb Shimon, that would be chayiv. It would be a melacha hatzricha legufa, right? The melacha of chafir of chavish being done for the purpose for which you do chafir to improve the ground. Good. I bring the coals together. This is where Tosa gets stuck. I bring the coals together. My intent is to move the coals. My intent is to move the coals to give warmth. I move the coals and I give more warmth than I intended. So Tosfos says that is a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Why? Because what's the melacha we're looking at? Havara. Havara, do I want the coals to get fired up now? No. He says, I'm very happy with the heat I have. And more heat, I could find another place to get the heat from. Kevin she'ena nene v'birur le'niskaven la'avir. So there we say it's a melacha she'ena tzricha lo'i. We don't know if he needs that melacha. Memela, Tosfos says, Reb Shimon hold that that is the case where one is potter. All right, the Tosfos leaves us off with a kash of how to define necha not necha. By what standards do we define necha not necha? All right. So let's hold off for that moment. So now, what has Tosfos told us? Tosfos explained to us that his understanding of psik reisha, right? Again, what have we seen in Tosfos? We've seen dover she'ena miskaven. Dover miskaven means I'm doing pu'ula A and pu'ula B happens. If pu'ula B need not happen, then les man de poleg dover she'ena miskaven, I am potter. This is the first, second wide line of Tosfos. If I'm not sure whether B is going to happen, mutter. Right? Now, what happens if B, let's make it even sharper. If it's unlikely that B will happen, everybody holds mutter. If it's very, very likely that B will happen, but not a psik reisha, very likely, so then Rabbi Yehuda would say, in kol ha'tera kula, there's an Iser deraisa. And Rabbi Shimon would say, in kol ha'tera kula, is not an Iser deraisa. Now, what happens if it's Shabbos? So there, Rabbi Yehuda's maskim, it's not an Isa de Raisa. Right? Now, what happens if B has to happen? Psik resha, it must happen. Right? Not Shemi Yitzarif, it has to happen. So then, Rabbi Yehuda, then Rabbi Shimon is moide to Rabbi Yehuda. Let's man the poly that no one says that's the classic Dovish and Miskavi. Alright, good. Next. What happens if it has to happen, but I don't enjoy it happening? So Rabbi Yehuda says, so what? It's not an issue. There's no head to Dovish and Miskavi. Even in Shabbos. Rav Shimon says, Potter, because I happen to hold, Malach, Hashem, Shul, Gufa, is Potter. Good? Good, that's why it's Potter. Maybe what it means, that's why it's Potter. It means that that's why we are, we'll say Potter, Avol, Osir, Min, Rabbanan. Right? Tosfos goes on to show how that fits into a difficult sugya for him. He forewarns the kashas, tells you the pshat. And then Tosis completes it by discussing what do we call Necha, not Necha. Alright? So before we go weiter, Necha, not Necha, now go to Tosis, Kuf Kimon Aleph, Loi Tzricha, the Oven, Ba'arin, the Chavre, come over there, another classic case of Psik Resha. The case we're discussing, Atoilish Ushan, Mamzari, Tzeronim, Imachilu, Kigroiger, Silvahema, Kimola, Gitbi, a person pulls out grass. And there's a reason he's happy to pull the grass. And Memela is going to cause the flower next to it to flourish. Gemara says, am I chayev for choyresh or not? Gemara says, I'm not chayev for choyresh. Omer Rabba Rabbi Yosef, Dami Tavar Agam, because it's in some swamp. So we don't care if the flowers in the swamp, there may not even be flowers there. We don't care if the swamp grass flourishes. We don't want the swamp to flourish. By Omar Filu Tema Besodne, the lava gam, who can go into Lake of Michmin. By Virobadami Tarayu, my dear Shim Sigration, Layomos, Loy, Tsericho, Tiko Ovid, Ba'arad, the Chavre. If I end up pulling the grass out from my friend's backyard. So there, I didn't, with it, my friend's flower flourishes. No. Buses. All right, we'll discuss it about that. Depends how you measure Necha. But one thing is clear, that the Gemara is saying that is not a psik resha hamechayiv. Good. What's the din? Is it mutter, midirabbanon, or osim midirabbanon? Taisva says, perish ba'orvuch, the psik resha le'necha le'i, kegoyin to ko'ovin ba'arvin le'chavre. Taisva says, it's le'necha le'i. I don't care. Right? Taisus certainly will say, why? Because Taisus says it's only Necha if Ofen Bor. Everybody looks and says, this guy really wants, he really wants his friend's flower to flourish. Right? So then, that's Necha. No, I know how he cares about his friend. He cares about his friend's flowers. I don't know if his friend cares about his flowers. What do I know? It's not Bor there, but it's like Necha. Says the Oruch, you're going to Kovi, you're going to Chavi, you're going to Acher. Sheino Yavoi. And let's say it's a case of kol terukulam sheli ano mutal lecharchila. That is rabbanon leka. No, why? Why is it mutal lecharchila? What happened to melacha sheina tzricha legufa? Vehitir chavish epekakua bepishtan losra pekak. The Lipshech, mi menu yayin. A person has a stopper inside the barrel. The stopper becomes drenched with wine. When you pull out the stopper, it has to get squeezed a little bit. Right? Then it's going to cause schita and get the wine out of the stopper. But the wine's going to dribble out someplace. Kevon de ein einen im Schicht des Eis, she yayin neufel oretz, mutter. Tez Toys says, I don't like the Aruch. Why am I calling the Aruch? Because the map is Mursa. Right? What's the machleik from Toys and the Aruch? What's the machleikis? According to the Toys, why is it Osir? Because Melacha in Zvichel Agufa. Koin the Oroch, why is it a Malach in Zvichel Agufa? Why should it also be Yasser? Lou? Go ahead. So therefore what? So the apparently, right? Apparently, what's the machlokes of here? When we stopped in Tos, we said, Tosfos would say that if not for Reb Shimon, melachash ein tzrich legufa, what would the din be on a psik reishit lein echale? Nu? Chayev, right? Tosfos says, according to Reb Yehuda, psik reishit lein echale is chayev. According to Reb Shimon, psik reisha de loy nechle is also chayav, except for a different parsha, tzrich legufa. So that means, according to Tosfos, necha or lo necha is not a factor in the sugya of davish and miskaven. Psik reisha is psik reisha. Psik reisha means it's a davar miskaven, irrespective of necha, not necha. V'meila Tosfos says, from the perspective of davar miskaven, it is Chayev. Elamai that the Reb Shimon holds that ain't zrich legufa. The Oroch says that a psik reisha delay nechale is not a psik reisha. It's not a davar miskaven. And memela, because it's not a davar miskaven, it can never be considered to be a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Doesn't even, not a player. Okay, hezbar adover. Alright, so let's go back. What is the Nekudas HaMachleik between Tosfos and the Oroch? I understand why all of a sudden Tosfos says the Oroch. Tosfos says because he worked very hard in Memalef and Beis, and this sugya does not fit in well. This sugya is a cliffhanger. Leaves it open. What's Taka the Din? So you're not Chayiv. You're not Chayiv. Chayiv. And what? But is it also Midrabanan? Another Midrabanan. So Tosfos says, Da'aka, on this sugya, now I have a machlokes in the Oroch myself. The Gemara doesn't say what the din is. Lechara, according to me, the Gemara should say, it's not Yerchayim, but it's Ba'aser. At first glance, it's a good ride to the Oroch. Why does it say Aser? Why does it say Potem Mechatas? So Tosfos says, I know you're thinking this is a good ride for the Oroch. And he explains the Oroch, but I have kashas against the Oroch. But before we get to the kashas, the shakl of the time of the Oroch and the Tosfos. It comes to a tremendous yesod over here. According to Tosfos, psik reisha doesn't matter necha loy necha. Psik reisha is a davar miskaven. And according to the Oroch, psik reisha delay nechale is a davar sheinu miskaven. Then mele because of davar sheinu miskaven, there's nothing to talk about whether it's a tzrich legufa or a tzrich legufa. I'm doing a maisa. I'm doing my maisa for a different kavana. Melacha she'ena tzrich legufa. Tosfos says psik reisha is one is similar to chayfer guma v'nitzorach liyafer. If I have nechusa, I want the whole as well. So then it becomes a psik reisha de nechale and I'm chayiv. If it's loy nechale, I don't want this fire to be fired up. So then it becomes a melacha, and it becomes a chayfer guma. It's erchle yafer machleigim shimon and rebuta. According to the Oroch, psik reisha de loy nechale, it doesn't even come to the discussion of a chayfer guma. I'm not chayfer guma. I'm still dragging the table, but I'm not chayfer guma. Right? According to, if I drag the table across wet ground and it has to cause a rut, so according to Tosfos, I'm a chayfer guma v'nitzorach liyafer. And according to the Oroch, I'm not a chayfer guma. Now, what's the machlokes? Is in the sugya of psik reisha, does necha alone necha make a difference According to Tosfos, Nechel and Nechel does not make a difference. Psikration is psikration no matter what. It happens to make a difference because Alay Nechel will be Ezrich Lagufa. According to the Aruch, if it's Alay Nechel, it's not a psikration. Memele, it's the old machlaikas of Dovish and Meskavein. Memele, Reb Shimon will hold that's not, that it's not Osir Bechlal. If you hold the city to Rabbanim, if it's a psikresha, the lay nechle. Psikresha, the nechle. Oh, that's already done with Skavi. So again, so now we're magging the machlaikas. What's the Hezbollah machlaikas? Tosfos holds, nechle, no nechle does not make a difference in the sugya of Dovah Skavi. The Aruch says it makes all the difference in the world. It's only called a psikresha. It's only called the Dovah Skavi if it's nechle. No, so what's the machlaikas? If Necha or not Necha makes a difference, then what are we really examining? What are we looking at? If Nechusa makes the difference, if Nechusa is the determining factor whether this is a Dover Meskavet, what do we mean when we say Dover Meskavet? What element of the situation we're looking at? Know what would you say? Not ready for that. Just go from A to B, not to E. All right? Do not skip C, D, E. No. If it's because it's only you have to have a hechrech to say before you have no hechrech to say that. No. I'm trying to build up an hechrechias. If nechusa makes a difference, so what area of the situation are we addressing? No? Was that? The mirror. The outcome is going to be the same. The whether you like it or not, the fire will get fired up and the hole will be made. Irrespective of whether you like it. So the Chus is not addressing the actual outcome. No, was it addressing? Was that? What part of the Mechayev? Dover Shein Meskavein, right? I'm dragging the chair. And it happens to create, and it may or may not create a Chiritz. And it does create a Chiritz, Potter. Right? I remove the orla and memela, I'm removing the baris. I may or may not move the baris. Not an example. I pour wine over the mizbech and may or may not put it out. Potter. Why? What? Where's the tour coming from? No? Was that? When you say your goal, so what do you mean? Your reason, your kavana, your intent, right? So, if nechusa or not nechusa makes a difference, that means that the tour of Dover Shein Meskavein is in your machshava. When I pour the wine over the mizbeach, it may or may not put out fire. It better put out the fire. Why am I potter? I walk across grass. I may or may not cut, but I did cut the grass. Do I bring a korban chatas? Am I shoyeg? Why not? Either because it's not considered as if I cut the grass, I didn't do a mice of cutting, or because I had no kavanah to cut. Those are the two possibilities. Either a dovish in the miskamin is potter, kip shutai, because I was not mechavin to do it. So then Tosfos says, the Aruch will say, if Necha or not Necha makes a difference, then what really penetrating is what's going on in his mind. Did he want this to happen or not? Is the machshava there or not? If it's Necha, the machshava is there. If it's not Necha, then Machshava is not there. Right? Person walks across grass. He will for sure cut the grass. Psik Reisha. Right? Says the Yoruch, when you walked across the grass, why, if the grass may or may not get cut, and it does get cut, why are you potter? Either I'm potter because I had no intent to cut it, or I didn't really cut it. It got cut by itself, I walked. Sometimes it gets cut, sometimes it doesn't get cut. Today it got cut. So I cut it. The Rosh on the side is going to cut. It's a malach. No grass moves on a malach pushing it. The malach on the grass side of today is going to get cut. So I'm potter either because of kavana, or I'm potter because it's not my maisa. Maisa happened to myself. Psik reisha, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? So, psik reisha supplies the missing component. What was the missing component? Apparently, according to the Oruch, the missing component was Kavana. So when it has to happen, it doesn't become a Dover Mechavein automatically. It becomes a Dover Mechavein if it has to happen and I want it to happen. Then you can say I have Kavana for it. But Tosfos says, irrespective of whether you like it or not. Right? So that means that Psik Reisha is not supplying Kavana. Psik Reisha is saying it's one Maisa. Every single time I walk across the grass, it cuts. He can't say, according to the Oruch, I can't say I didn't intend. According to Tosfos, I can't say I didn't cut it. I did cut it, because I knew I was cutting it. According to Tosfos, it becomes one Maisa. According to the Oruch, it becomes Kavana. Memela, the Aruch says, but if it's like Nechale, you can't force a person to say Kavam. And Tosfos says, I don't care about Nechale, no Nechale. It so happens if it's like Nechale, Tosfos says, because I hold it's one Maisa, now I can tell you that it's one Maisa, but it's a Maisa and it's Yechle Gufa. According to the Aruch, Tosfos is on a different planet. It's nothing to discuss whether it's not one Maisa. There's no kavana for the second mice. It's two separate mice. So how can you impose tzricha and zula gufa? It's a separate mice b'chlal. So according to the Aruch, lo nechale, it's a dover sheni meskaven. I'm not held responsible for the second mice. The second mice happened memela. So you can't even discuss any tzricha gufa. It's a mice she'ira memela. Varaya, last time I walked, it didn't get cut. But according to Tosfos, Psik Reisha means it's one Maisa. If it's one Maisa, then you have to discuss whether the second Maisa, which I now did, which is my Maisa, that's from Shimon. So that's what Mechonin Vassman develops. Mechonin says that you can develop from these comments, you can develop the essence, the essential machloikis in the essential Svara of Dover Miskave, Dover Shen Miskave, and Memela the essential Machayiv of Psik Reisha. And Memela be Nafka Mina for Nechel Lanechel. Right? Now, when you chazer this over, so instead of me giving the shir, so figure out why the Machlaikis Tazan Yerbekiva Eger, but a Sophic Psik Reisha should depend on this Machlaikis. Figure out why, whether Amir Lanochri works with there's an Isra Amir Lanochri in Psik Reisha. Are you allowed to ask a guy to open up your fridge when you know the light will go on? Osir Mutter. You know, these are all machlekes achrayim. Which in the Yeshiva Shared is all toila on this machlek. So that they can work, and we'll discuss tomorrow.